Hello, this is Ryoki Wendels, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for the people in the world, will be able to live more freely, lightly, as the relief from the karma, which is live as a wind. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, the source of my Dharma Talk are from my experience, from my practice. Well, the word practice is kind of the word of solid, square word, but I have no other word to express, so I still use the word practice, which is that mantra chanting. And originally my mantra chanting is Namu Amida, and also there are several different mantras in Buddhism, such as Namu Myoho Renge Kyo or Om Abhira Unken. But Namu Amida is kind of the source of the Mahayana Buddhism, which is really the base of the method of the practice, the visualization of Buddha. That's how the Mahayana Buddhism started. Of course, there are also a mantra in Christianity exist. For example, Kyrie Eleison. Anyway, what is a good point of the mantra chanting practice is that you be able to say in one breath. It's like so you be able to put all kind of energy over as life and death in one breath, and next breath is also the one life and death. So every time of mantra chanting is every time of the life and death symbolically experiences. As a Meister Eckhart, master of the mystic Christianity in Middle Age, said, keep reversed Jesus in your heart. Anyway, what is important is that aim of the practice, aim of the practice is that this is a training, how to create the energy of the future, or energy for the future, or energy of the future. Each time chanting has to be as you throw yourself into the river. I think that is what the baptism symbolizes. As you jump into the river, you throw yourself to the something really unsure physically, which is unknown of the future. And that's why the Saint Honen brought up the main teachings to the pure and infinite joy world as after death, the future. Each one breath is as a life and death, and each time is jump into the pure and infinite joy. This is to training your spirit to discover that what the really future is. Well, what the really future is? The real future. Well, before I answer that, I must say that there are two kinds of the person, two kinds of the people. One kind is that only looking at the material world, the phenomenon, and just be passive, and only looking to the past, fear to the future, and looking at the past, and just waiting that something good happens. Sadly, I see many people like this, even they practice a little bit, but then don't jump into the future. Not throwing away to the future, which is guaranteed. Because it is not guaranteed by physically. But each time if you put yourself, throw away, as you jump in the river, each time mantra, you chant to throw away yourself into the image of the great spirit of the universe, which it guarantees you the world of infinite joy. Then you will experience as a body sensation the heart of the great spirit of the universe, how much wishing your positive, great, bright future. It's so much wishing the great future for you, your future. This body sensation, or this the feeling of the sureness, only come from the practice that you jump into the future, not jump into the unknown, which is the basic teaching, is that what do you wish for your others? As more wish for others the good future, you will discover with your body that the great spirit of the universe is wishing the best future for you, for your life. This is important cause and effect, the law of the universe. How much you wish for others is how much you discover that the great spirit of the universe is wishing for you. This is important action and reaction, cause and effect. And this is very interesting. So in that way, your future is guaranteed. All you need is practice, but not just only chant. Don't be passive. Each chant, drop in yourself into the wish for prayers for all others as you jump into the river, and don't expect for yourself, and you disappear yourself. Hold ego and not let it appear. Then how much strongly, warmly, the response comes from the great spirit of the universe within will start to appear from your bottom of the existence. I do wish you rediscover this principle of the universe in your life and start to create good future for yourself and others. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken to the principle of the universe that what you wish for others is what you discover in your life, that great spirit of the universe is wishing for you. And this has to come, this has to be not just a words. This has to be your way of living. This has to be your subconscious level. And that's why we need a training in life. To let your existence be unified by the wish of the warmth and energy of the great spirit of the universe. May all will be that. Thank you.